this. Now, beginning with the first story, Major General Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the Quds Force of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, has warned the United States against making bellicose threats against Iran.
You threaten us with unprecedented consequences. 17 years ago, you invaded Afghanistan with 110,000 soldiers and hundreds of warplanes and helicopters to topple the Taliban. But now you are begging for negotiations with the Taliban. What the hell have you done? You are threatening us? I will stand against you. Our nation has been through very tough times before. You may start the war, but we will end it. We are all ready to stand up against you.
Soleimani advised U.S. President Donald Trump to consult with former American military and intelligence officials before making anti-Iran threats. The Iranian commander said that Washington should learn lessons from its fiasco in Iraq and Afghanistan as part of its so-called war on terror. Soleimani was speaking days after President Hassan Rouhani and Donald Trump traded warnings. The bellicose rhetoric between the two countries has been ramped up since Trump reinstated sanctions against the Islamic Republic. Over the weekend, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo once again said that Washington wants other countries to stop importing Iranian oil. Now from Tehran, I'm joined by Mustafa Khoshesh, who is a journalist and political commentator. Good to see you. We just heard that the warnings by two sides have been going on for just recently, over the past week, we can say. It got kind of escalated. Trump threatening, making threats against Iran, and then President Rouhani responding, and today we had Commander Soleimani. Let's have your comments on this.
Hello, and thanks for having me. You know, it's a long time that the United States has been moving on a course towards demise. And this is not just a claim, and this has been a fact admitted and acknowledged by a large number of thinkers in the West. But apparently, the United States has not come to realize or come along with this fact, and it has not changed its, dialogue and literature accordingly. That's why the United States is repeating the same old mistakes that George Bush did, actually, short of war, of course, and military action. But the literature and discourse is the same. They don't know that, according to the present strategy that has been adopted, if it can be called a strategy by the United States president, they are trying to raise the stakes in order to, give some impetus and some, some kind of motivation to the foes and rivals in order to go for talks and negotiations and for new deals with Donald Trump. But this doesn't work with regard to Iran, and Donald Trump needs to study the past actions and behavior towards Iran to understand this. The United States needs to understand that it has to talk to Iran with the language of respect and not threat. That's what Obama learned. But of course, only speaking with the language of respect is not enough. Respect should be shown in action. And the U.S. president has proved to be the last person in the whole world that might show respect to actions like the Iran nuclear deal, like the Paris Climate Accord, like the NAFTA agreement, and many others. So this basically means that the U.S. is going a wrong course and there is no returning back. But this has a lesson for the Europeans to understand that they cannot keep Iran waiting until November to provide Iran with what it wants, the mechanisms to ensure that its merits under the JCPOA would continue. Otherwise, they should be waiting for Iran's counter strategy, because such threats, exchanging verbal threats, would increase prices in the energy market. And once this is done, rallying international support for the U.S. sanctions on Iran's energy market would be very much difficult. And the Europeans would also lose a lot by increasing prices, energy prices. Right. So they need to make a final decision with regard to this. I know you're short of time, but one thing is needed to to be mentioned in here.
Yeah.
Donald Trump needs to consult more with head of the Central Command in the Persian Gulf, the former chief, you know, commander of the CENTCOM in here, Marshal mm-hmm. Zinni, who always stated in 2013 that U.S. troops were very much worried and in panic because of Iranians, and they have always been fearful that some kind of friction or incident might happen, and then they would be in hell, and you know they were afraid that Iranians and Iranian speedboats and missile, or in his words, robust missile power, would wreak havoc on the U.S. troops in the Persian Gulf.
Right. All right. Thank you for that. That was Mustafa Khoshev, journalist and political commentator.